Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Ah, what a day, what a day. As the Trump world turns, so do we. Russia's been, well, they've been condemned. Nikki Haley did that today. Several U.S. ambassadors did as well. White House is coming down on the way that things are going in the Ukraine. On top of that, you've got sanctions on Iran for trying their ballistic missiles. You've got the fight still going on with the immigration. You've got the fight going on trying to get the cabinet assembled. You have got the Australian debacle yesterday. We spent 25 minutes on the phone talking with the Australian Prime Minister before hanging up on him. You've got the prayer breakfast today, where you came out and the first thing you did was go after Arnold Schwarzenegger and the poor ratings. Then you looked at the, you called him the senator chaplain, asked him if he was appointed or not. And if he was a Democrat or Republican, he said, I'm going to appoint you for another year. The hell with it. Every day there's something. That's what he is, man. Every day there is something. And all this is going on. You got Harley Davidson in the White House talking about stuff. You got business leaders that are worried. What's he going to do with taxes? They're nervous. They're scared. They're excited. They're hearing the cutting of regulations. We're going to do something with taxes. But then they see the erratic behavior of the president at times, and they're not quite sure what to think. And then you've got the tech world who's apoplectic over the fact that a lot of those H1N1 visas, a lot of those visas out there come from countries where, yes, you know what? There has been some terrorist activity. And guess what, kids? We lack in skilled programmers for the tech industry. So the big ones, Microsoft and Google and all of the big tech world, they're worried that this is going to hinder their business. Rightly so. Trump is coming hard. He's doing all the things he said he was going to do. So don't be surprised. Now, some of the way that he's acting at times make you scratch your head. I get that. But it is interesting to see the way the Democrats are freaking out, to see the way that the Republicans are getting a little jittery, to see the way that that the people, by the way, his polling numbers, his daily tracking poll, 53% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 47% disapprove. 40% strongly approve of what he's doing, and 40% strongly disapprove. But it's more than less. It's right there. It's right in front of you. And he's taking on something every single day, and he's charging at it like a bull. That's what we wanted. That's what we got. That's it. That's what a lot of people wanted, right? We wanted somebody that was going to come in, clean out the swamp, which he really hasn't done a lot of. Although the other day, he changed up the lobbying rules. Wants stricter lobbying rules. Wants to make it, too, is if you're working in government and you leave, there's a moratorium on when you can head over and start lobbying. People are worried about that. They're upset. Uh-oh. Want to make sure that people aren't cozy to lobbyists. You don't hear stuff like that because he's too busy playing master of ceremonies and causing kerfuffles with foreign leaders. That's a good word right there, kerfuffle. That is. I'm just letting you guys know that's a good word. You can use it whenever you want. Then last night, speaking of kerfuffles, would you think this was a kerfuffle last night, Phil?
Maybe it was more, nah, really, kerfuffle is a good word.
That is a good word. Last night, Berkeley was the last stop of the dangerous faggot tour. And don't text me and said, I can't believe you said that word. That is the word of the tour. That is the word that the person uses himself. That is Milo Yiannopoulos. That is his word, his tour. Berkeley was the final stop. He has been stopped at UC Davis, where he never got to speak. UCLA gave him some bunk answer that they couldn't find a microphone or projector. UCLA. That was it. That was it. We couldn't really accommodate all of his needs. You mean a microphone and a projector? You don't have any of those here at UCLA? Nothing. You have nothing. So your professors just shout. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. That was their excuse. Last night was Berkeley. You knew it would be the craziest, the wildest, the loudest, the most obnoxious. And I was interested to see what he would say. And here he is. You got Milo Yiannopoulos, a conservative gay writer who's Jewish, who writes for Breitbart, who has taken on the liberals and the quote-unquote snowflake generation and the millennials and college campus safe spaces, and he's taken them head on. And he, you know, here's the guy that he plays a great villain, and I think he's fine with that. It's making him quite rich. I don't think he has a real problem with any of those things. What I have a problem with in all of this and is the fact that you're too probably naive to understand that you're part of the – you're his foil, and he loves it, and he uses you. And the best thing that can happen is the fact that he doesn't get to speak. That's the best thing that happens because it furthers the narrative of snowflakes and the lies that they tell and the no diversity and the bubble that they live in and all of that stuff. It furthers that. It gives him more credibility. But you don't understand that. So last night, going to speak at Berkeley, we've got the world's worst chant of I don't know. She failed chanting 101. Take a listen.
Not Milo, not Trump, not fascist USA. Not Milo, not Trump, not fascist USA.
All right, first, producer Phil, what is the main thing when you're going to have a chant at a protest?
It's got to rhyme.
It's got to rhyme. It's got to rhyme. You got to have it rhyme. So, no Milo, no Trump, no fascist today. No Milo, no Trump, fascist go away. No Milo, no Trump. So, there, go. See, look at that. It rhymes. She did not rhyme. She went all haiku. You can't go haiku. You can't. You can't haiku in a situation like that. You got to be rhymey. If you're not rhymey, it's not working. They burned stuff, they broke stuff, they threw a fit, they tipped stuff over, they did what, you know, angry, pissed off, entitled white people do when they think that somebody's coming to challenge their thought process, because as much as they scream of diversity, they're the least diverse and tolerant of all if you have any kind of a thought process that doesn't jive with theirs. Milo did chime in afterwards.
The progressive left, the social justice left, the feminist Black Lives Matter, Antifa left, the hard left, which has become so utterly antithetical to free speech in the last few years, is taking a turn post-Trump's election where they simply will not allow any speaker on campus.
And that's true. Ann Coulter, Milo, James Crowder, I mean, you name it. Just getting somebody up there who's got an opinion that is completely different than that of the left-leaning social justice warrior people on campus, it's not going to happen. But you know what? He's cashing the check. We figured today he probably got 15 plus grand for that. And I like to see the debate. You know, if you want to shut Milo up, come with facts, right? Come with facts. Come with a solid, plausible argument. And lay that argument out there. I've met Milo. He's a nice guy. He plays the villain. He understands that. It's very campy. He gets it. He's okay with being the Bond villain. That's kind of what he looks like. He's fine with that. But he's a smart guy, and he's a reasonable guy. And if you come with something that is real and it's fact-based and it's not based solely on feelings, that's how you win this argument. Shutting him up only strengthens his argument that you're the least diverse and tolerant of all the people, even though you like everybody checking the boxes. The one box you don't check is the most important box, and that is diversity of thought. Just a thought there. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter. C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program. You can also tweet at us. We were talking last hour about Patton Oswalt getting into arguments with people and somebody going after his recently deceased wife and getting fired. And I said, you know, sometimes we worry about people say stuff to us. And, you know, you go there and you want to fight back. And then you look and they're like, yeah, they got 12 followers or 13 followers. You know, just let it go. James Morrison, 1-21-1969 or 12-1969 writes, at Chad Benson, someone should slap your mom's face for having you. And I have 13 followers. Thank you. I think he's being sarcastic. I think he is. We got polls up at Chad Benson Show. After Milo canceled the event at Berkeley, free speech under attack on campuses in this country. 74% say yes, it is. 14% no, it's not. 12% on some campuses it is. And then should we crack down on Iran, more sanctions and reworking of the nuclear deal? 82% say yes, we should. Those polls will be up for a while. You can check them out at Chad Benson Show. It is the Chad Benson Show.
Yo, DJ, drop that beat, partner.
Oh, dear God, no.
Do you have any questions?
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
You can text the program, 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show from Ill-Mannered. But they can't come with facts or plausible arguments. They're liberals. There's some facts out there, but they don't. It's all heart-based. You know, arguments with especially certain generations of people who are the bleeding hearts, right? The equality. I'm fighting for equality. I'm fighting for this. They lead with a heart, and there's nothing wrong with caring. I think we have to point that out. There's nothing wrong with caring. There's nothing wrong with wanting better for people. But there's ways of going about doing it and burning things down because Milo's on your campus and throwing a fit and not allowing him to speak and calling him a fascist when you're not letting him speak. He's a gay Jewish man and you're calling him a fascist? Really? Have we maybe less burning of stuff and more reading of a book would help. I'm throwing it out there. That's all I'm saying. I'm throwing it out there. Women are getting back into the workforce, corporate-style boardrooms. After taking a dip for a while, it's starting to see a rise again. Just over 15% of all director seats at publicly traded companies are held by women as of December 31st last year. That's up from 14% from a year earlier, 12% from 2013. Tends to be more of an upward trajectory. Parity won't actually happen until 2055, unless the pace picks up, they say. But just to show you how far it still has to go, there are 738 companies that still have no women on their boards. That's not good. But I'm going to point some stuff out to you. And again, this is where when you read this, you could take away, well, they're adding to. That's great. But understand that most of those board members are in their 60s and 70s, right? You don't find a lot of 40 or 5-year-old board members. You don't. A few you do. It takes a while to achieve that. Women have been full force in the workforce for the last 2.5 decades. They're now getting into the stride. I think over the next decade or so, you'll see a huge surge in women who are becoming leaders in the, you know, in the tech world, like Sheryl Sandberg, and you'll see more and more CEOs, CFOs, and more people who are sitting on boards who are females because they put their time in. Some of this is just time related. Is there still old boys clubs? Absolutely. But some of it's time related. You're not going to tell somebody who's been there for 5 years, guess what? You're going to do this. No, it takes time. You got to work up to it. I've been in several boards, and let me tell you something. I was the youngest. Not I wasn't on the board, but I've been in board meetings, and I was the youngest by a lot. People worked there for a long time, and I've been in boards where there are women in there, and there are a few younger guys in there, gals. But by and large, they're mostly old, stuffy, white dudes. It takes a while. It's not like you flip a switch and then all things are equal. You have to build up to it, right? Like, you want to run a marathon, you don't just go out tonight and run a marathon. You have to build up to it. It's the same kind of thing. There has to be a process. Women are now in the workforce more than ever before. Women are graduating college faster than men. Over time, they're going to overtake men, not only in the boardroom, but in the workforce in general, unless some things change. But it's a lot of it's time. Men got in the world of business, men got a very large jump start. Women are playing catch up, and I think they're doing a good job, and I think we're doing a better job. But it's not, you know, it's not like one of those things where tomorrow we say, well, let's all things be equal. Let's just give everybody, you know, a board position. No, that's, first of all, you ask anybody who wants to be on a board who's really good at their job, who wants it for real, and not somebody who wants it because they think they deserve it, but who really wants it, they'll tell you they want to earn that position, and they know what goes into it. But over time, it'll happen. Over time. And maybe with that lady taking the Legos away from the boys, you'll see more women in the boardrooms. Maybe. Probably not, though. Not because of the Legos. Just because of time. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. Chadbenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. We got polls up. We got all kinds of stuff up. I was going to do the story, and then I was thinking, maybe I'll hold it for tomorrow. And I was going to do the story, and I was like, maybe I'll hold it for tomorrow. I'm still teeter-tottering if I want to do this story or not. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Call the program as well, 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Email the show and check out ChadBensonShow.com. Go to iTunes, download the podcast, as well as TuneIn Radio app. It's Chad Benson Show.
Hey, let's go.
The Chad Benson Show.
Let's go.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
A lot of stuff going on today in the world of politics. Trump taking on Iran. They fired off ballistic missile doing a test, which was a no-no according to the agreement that they signed. This was a first test. He looked right at them and said, hey, look, these right here. You know what this is? These are sanctions. So enjoy those. You've got several ambassadors, Nikki Haley, shouting out their disdain and condemnation of more violence, the rising and escalating violence in the Ukraine and Crimea, getting mad at Russia. You've got a lot of different things going on out there. He is playing politics, and he's playing it fast. He's not playing it loose. I think he's a lot smarter than people give him credit for. Despite the stuff you hear, despite the things that you hear, he's making, you know, foreign leaders nervous. Yesterday, he got into an argument with the Prime Minister of Australia. In fact, he even referred to it today at the National Prayer Breakfast, where he talked about phone calls. I don't know. If I'm him, I just keep doing what I'm doing. You can piss people off all you want. You can anger people all you want. But keep your eye on the prize. I think he likes the chaos and the noise. Just keep doing what you're doing. I hope people around you will call you on it. I'll call him on it if I think he's gone too far. Look, I, you know, like a lot of people were, you know, I got a lot of text messages from people and IMs and emails and calls from people who are friends of mine who are, you know, were upset about the you know, as they call it, the Muslim ban. I was like, it's not a Muslim ban. It's a ban from countries. Well, why aren't Saudi Arabia and Pakistan? Why isn't Afghanistan? I said, well, you know, let me tell you something. I said, we've never even fought any of these countries. Well, I said, no, we have fought in these countries, so let's just slow our roll. We have. Secondly, these are countries with very little functioning government or they're state sponsors of terror. If I look in 90 days or 120 days and like we're going to have this ban in place in perpetuity, then you know what? It's time to raise your voice. It is. Don't take maybes as certainties. Too many people do. So but he's had a very busy day. He has prayer breakfast this morning. He's arguing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yesterday, he hung up on the Prime Minister of Australia. He is sanctions on Iran. He met with Harley Davidson. He's actually talking about maybe the White House is saying that, you know, the new settlements in Israel may not be a good idea. They may not further conversations of peace. That's big for him. Busy day, busy guy. Keep moving forward. That's what he said he's going to do, and he's going to continue to do it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Every day brings something new. We were talking yesterday about talk radio and politics and where it's going. And I talk politics. You guys hear me. 20% of the show. Some days warrant more political talk because things do happen. But I try to stay, you know, within the world of what really matters to us as Americans. You know, your husband, your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, school, work, kids, grandma, grandpa, your mom, dad, you know, friends, those things that matter. Health. This stuff's fun to talk about. You hit the hits, as they say. It's the hits. But Trump has changed a lot of that in the sense that Obama didn't give you a lot of stuff to talk about every day. Oh, if you're the Hannitys of the world and stuff, they're easy because it was just 8 years of offense. It was easy. You can go on the air, do the same show every day, and just hammer away. Trump gives you something to talk about every single day. It's a breathtaking pace to watch what's going on and how it's going on. And he is so unpredictable. But I think eventually it's going to wear thin. I think working for him wears thin. He's the kind of guy that, what do you think, Phil? 2 years? About that? Working close with a guy like that?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Because I think you're done. I mean, it's great for your resume, right? It's great for your resume. There's always a job that you take in life that is perfect for your resume, and that's what it is. It's a resume job. You're going to get vital experience. You're going to be in situations that are amazing and hellish and hectic. You're going to better yourself as an employee or whatever you're doing, but it's borrowed time. The day that you start there is the day the clock starts ticking till you're ready to leave. And that's what I get with Trump. And I think there's a fatigue factor that's going to go along with the American people as well. I think the American people will get bored with it. Not that they'll turn on him. They'll just get bored and it'll be like, you know, like, hey, American Idol was the biggest show in America for, what, 5-10 years? And we got bored with it. We didn't hate it. We just got bored with it. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think eventually people are like, I'm moving on with my life. It's the neat, shiny toy right now. But eventually, slowly but surely, people will start to gravitate away from it and get back to normalcy, which is your everyday life that you lead, that I lead, that we all lead. We all have everyday lives that don't revolve around politics. But we were talking yesterday. He has changed the way that media covers him. And it's just media. It's not just, it's print media. It's just media now. Everything is just media. I'm media. YouTube is media. Social networking is media. Print is media. Television is media. It's also all the same. And he's changing a lot of that. He is. But I think people are going to get bored. I think they're going to get bored of the fighting. I mean, I read an article today. The Democrats are worried that their anger and their whininess is causing a lot of people who they need to get on their side to get reelected and to push the base. It's turning them off. It's turning them off. Because they, not only do they look like sore losers, they're angry. And the Republicans felt that. That's the one thing the Republicans have that the Democrats don't. You know, they've been through this. Republicans, they were sore losers. McCain and all that were sore losers. Romney and them, sore losers. Although Romney was very, I think he was very, he was a stand-up gentleman. But they've been there. And now they're feeling what the Republicans felt for 8 years. Oh, you're sore losers. Well, now you guys are sore losers. And you're acting it. But it has changed. Change the way we look at things. But I think there will be fatigue. And I think working for him, I think working with him, and I think working against him, there is going to be fatigue. He's that person that comes over to your house and you love him or her, but you can only take it for so long. Right? Like it's that, you know, it's like, oh, okay, you know what? I can do this, but it's, you know, there is a time limit for this. And it's then after that, it's like, this is exhausting. And I think that's what we're going to have. I think eventually it'll be exhausting. And I wonder myself at times what happens when the country gets bored with him. Not again, not that they're turning on them because he's already seen that. But what if they just get bored with him? How does he deal with that? Like, oh, he's boring. It's boring now. He likes shiny things, and he likes to be the center of attention. He likes all of those things. He's got the biggest bully pulpit in the world, the biggest spotlight on him. What if he gets bored? Questions. A lot more questions than answers. And I think America will lead him to that boredom, because I think at some point in time, I think he may get bored, because I think we'll get bored. I think we'll just be like, ah, it's the same thing every day. My, and here's a perfect example. This is funny. It's a weird analogy, but roll with me here. I love reptiles. And one of the coolest reptiles was the frilled dragon. Oh, they call it the Jesus lizard because it can run on water. And it frills up, and it looks just, it gets huge. It's got this giant frill that comes up. I'm sure you've seen them, Phil, where they just frill up.
Yeah,
well, I had one. And the first 50 times, it was really cool. But the 51st time was just like the 50th time. And after that, I was like, I really didn't care. And he never frilled when he, you know, we get bored with things, right? Kids get bored with toys. I think we have and nowadays more than ever, we have a short attention span. There'll always be stuff going on and there'll always be that core of people. But I think there is a lot of people that pay attention to him now that 6 months from now, they're on to something else. Because they're back onto their life and it really doesn't matter. Or they haven't seen change. And they're like, eh. And they get bored. The Chad Benson Show Facebook, at Chad Benson Show Twitter. CHADBENSON, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. And no, that was not what I wanted to talk about. I'm going to hold that over till tomorrow. The thing I want to talk about. Because it's very pertinent. And I think it'll be, it's something really good. It's a great story. It's a great op-ed piece. And I think we're going to try to get the author of it on. But I'm going to hold that over. Speaking of bored, you got to be bored every day at work, putting one ad in after another, after another, after another, trying to find the right candidate. It's tough. It could suck. How about we cut out all of that craziness? Make it easy for you to not only place your ad for the right employee in over 200-plus job sites, but we can do it all with a single click. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can do that right now, all right? You can find any candidate for any industry nationwide. You post just once, boom. Qualified candidates start to come into you because they've got ZipRecruiter's got this amazing, easy-to-use interface. And trust me, we use it now because we're looking for a certain type of employee. And you don't have time to juggle calls. You don't have time for emails. You don't have time for any of that stuff. They'll take care of all that stuff quickly. They'll screen those candidates for you. Then they're going to rate them. Then you're going to hire the right person fast. That's the important thing, the right person. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses nationwide. Right now, the listeners of the Chad Benson Show, that's you guys out there. You're thinking, man, I need to hire somebody. How about this? How about we give you a free opportunity to post your job at ZipRecruiter? Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time. Free job posting right now for the Chad Benson Show listeners. If you're looking for an employee and you need to find the right person fast, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. Post it there. You'll see. It's a winner just for you. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. Wrap it up.
You're listening to The Chad Benson Show.
Matthew McConaughey commercial's on. It's one of those Lincoln ones where he talks to himself and twiddles his fingers, you know, between his index finger and his thumb. Says something profound like the road I drive on it and stuff. Saw that he wants to give Trump a chance. Thinks everybody needs to just shut up and just give him a chance. Get behind the president. I second that. I want my president to succeed. I've said that always. I don't care what side of the aisle they're on. I want my president to succeed. If he or she succeeds.
All right, all right.
What was that movie? That was Dazed and Confused?
Yeah, it was Dazed and Confused.
Do you know what his first movie was?
Not a clue.
He and Renelle Zellweger, whatever the hell her name is. What's her name? Zellweger?
Zellweger?
Yeah, I don't even know. They starred in a movie called Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The New Generation. Yep, that was them.
Sounds they like started. A solid movie.
Super solid movie. But you know what? I think we should always get behind our president. And if you can't get behind this president and you want him to fail, that's like hoping your pilot crashes the plane so you can say neener, neener, neener. Neener. Super Bowl, we're excited. Jason Page is going to join us tomorrow from formerly of NBC Sports and CNN. He's going to sit down. He's going to talk to us about what to expect this weekend. It's going to be huge, or is it? We'll always bring in a huge audience, right? It's going to be 150 million people or so, give or take, watching it. 200 million people probably at halftime. Lady Gaga. Players are excited about Lady Gaga. Some of the players are more excited about Gaga than the game. They're going Gaga for Gaga. They want to see if they can sneak out. Got a long time in between. Now, you go to a football game, you got 15 minutes. You know, for the minute the ball, you know, they take a knee or they throw the Hail Mary or do whatever they do in the last play of the first half to the time they kick the ball off in the second half, it's about 15, 18 minutes. This is 35 minutes. It's double that. Kills momentum. Gets a little sloppy out there. But they're excited to see Gaga. And it's funny because to see the way that the Patriots have rallied around their superstar, like they have to win one for him. He's already got four. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. We got to win one for him. He's got four. But this time it's personal. It's the whole Roger Goodell thing. Man, that thing was nasty. I do want to see that. Not only because I'm a Patriots fan, but because is it going to be awkward? I don't think it will because I think Brady and the Patriots organizations are too classy to make it awkward. But somebody's going to make it awkward. Somebody will. And here's something to think about too. At Producer Phil, I thought about this is how many teams are going to boycott the White House now after they win a World Series or a Super Bowl or an NBA championship or whatever?
I don't know. I don't think it's going to be the whole team. I bet you it's going to be a few players.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it may only be Brady and Belichick for all we know, but it's that's interesting. That is interesting because you know there's going to be guys that like if LeBron wins this year or Steph Curry, you think they're going? Probably not. I got a thing that day. I got a thing. Can't show up at the White House. I got something going on that isn't me showing up at the White House, is what I'm thinking. South Park says they're going to back off Trump. And the reason is because reality has become what their cartoon was. They dedicated the entire last season to an extended riff on Donald Trump, with Mr. Garrison transforming into a not-so-subtly Trump-esque politician. The show's famous giant douche and turd sandwich politician leanings kept it from hitting Trump too hard, with creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone preferring to play both sides of the aisle. But now, once Trump is president, they said real-life election, it had to lean on his Trump analog, you know, analogies too long. They said it's even harder now, because the fact is reality is become satire for them, and they don't know where to do and where to go. If I was them, I would attack the snowflake generation, which they already do, and Steve Bannon. Get the ancillary character. Probably more entertaining. Solid fun show today. Thursday, got over all of the stuff we needed to get over, which was the hump and now the mini bump, and now we can see Friday. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, ChadBensonShow.com. Go there and tune in radio app. Grab the podcast for Anthony, for Phil, for my man out there named Johnny. My name's Chad Benson, and I say to you, night, night, Jack.
The Chad Benson Show.